This is Yeshivat Deav Haskel, Shulchan Aruch Yomi. The Shiurim for the month of Nisan have been generously sponsored by Moluk Aglarian and Sons, the Ilui Nishmat Shimon Ben Yosef, Zichron Olivacha. If you're interested in sponsoring future classes or programs, or simply supporting our continued efforts to share knowledge of Torah, please contact us for more information. We are still seeking two more sponsors for this coming year. Today we're going to be studying Siman Kuf Lamed Tet in Orach Chaim, Seifim Aleph and Bet, 1 and 2. The title of the new siman, Seder Kriyat Torah uBerchoteha, the order of the reading of the Torah and its blessings. Saif Aleph, b'makom shenagul she'ole atzmo kore b'koram, in a place where the custom is that the person called for the aliyah reads his own portion aloud. Imlo Seder Tchila Parasha Pamayim Shalosh, beno leven atzmo, if he didn't go over the section two or three times on his own, lo ya'ale, he should not go up for the aliyah. The Rama says, "Uvemakom shachazan kore, utzrich lesader tchila, in a place where the cantor reads, he should be the one to prepare in advance. Accuracy in reading from the Torah is of the utmost importance. It would show a lack of respect for the Torah to attempt to read from it without sufficient preparation beforehand. Saif bet, mishenoy yodeh likot, the person who doesn't know how to read, tzrich limchot biyado shelo yale lesefer Torah. We should protest against his being called up for an aliyah. Vim tzrichim lezeh sheinoy yodeh likot." If we need him to go up, lefishu kohen or levi, because he's the only kohen or levi, ven shamacher zulato, im keshia krelo shatz mila b'mila yodeh lo omrah v'likotah mina kitav, if when the prayer leader gives him each word, reads him word for word, he's able to say it after the chazan and to read it from the text, yachol la'alot, then he can go up, vim lav lo yale. If not, then he shouldn't go up. So this halacha speaks of a person who isn't capable of reading from the Torah scroll independently. It's not speaking about an illiterate person that can't read the letters at all. At the very minimum, the person should be able to read from the Torah scroll when prompted with the correct pronunciation and melody for each word. Nowadays, since we have an appointed Torah reader who reads on behalf of everyone, the person who receives the aliyah should at the very least be able to follow along with the appointed reader.